Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Hershberger moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Hershberger moves to third. Williams moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Egan and he is out, McKinney applying the tag. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas takes first base on ball four. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland spins and fires to second, and Cardenas is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a line drive towards the mound. Cott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Egan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Egan. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKinney catches it and throws to first to double up Oliva. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holt is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Horlan moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Olivas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Olivas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into right field. Olivas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas bunts towards the mound. Horland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Killebrew moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun pinch hits for Jim Cott. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitterwald scores. Braun moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rich Hinton now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Braun scores. Tovar goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. McKinney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holt bunts towards the mound. Hinton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Tom Egan. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone bunts towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Bob Spence pinch hits for Rich Morales. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairmon pinch hits for Rich Hinton. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon is walked intentionally. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Hairmon now catching. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Mike Andrews now playing second base. Rick Reichardt now playing first base. B.A. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 4 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reese is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Richard pinch runs for Rick Reichardt. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.